Title: Wobble Free Low End from Scratch with Clean Routing Intermediate. Alright, let's build a drum and bass low end that feels expensive, solid, stable, and heavy, even when the mid bass is doing wild movement. The whole goal today is wobble free sub, not boring bass overall, just a sub layer that never gets knocked around by stereo, phase, or modulation. Here's the core idea. In DNB, your low end works best when it's split into jobs. One layer does pure weight, and it stays mono and consistent. Another layer does the character, the growl, the talking movement, the stereo, the aggression. And we glue them together on a clean bus so you can control them like a system, not like a mess. By the end, you'll have a simple routing setup where your sub is basically unbreakable, your mid can be automated like crazy, and your kick still has space to punch through. Step 0. Session prep, because if your monitoring lies to you, you'll make bad decisions. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a comfortable roller pace, and it also matters for release times later. Now, on your master, temporarily drop a utility and set mono to 100%. Don't leave it on forever, but keep it there as a one-click reality check. If your bass falls apart in mono, that's not maybe fine. That's a guaranteed problem in clubs and on a lot of playback systems. And one more monitoring trick that's insanely useful while building bass. After that master utility, add an EQ8 and make a band pass audition. High pass around 30 Hz, low pass around 160 Hz, and make the slope steep. Now you can instantly listen to only the low-end truth. If something is pulsing or wobbling down there, you'll hear it immediately, without getting distracted by highs and hype. Cool. Step 1. Clean routing. This is the foundation. Create a MIDI track called Bass SUB. Create another MIDI track called Bass MID. Then create an audio track, or a group bus, called Bass Bus. Now set the routing. Bass SUB should output audio to the bass bus. Bass MID should also output audio to the bass bus. And the bass bus goes to the master. If you like, you can group the sub and mid tracks into a group called Bass. But whether you group or not, the point is non-negotiable. The sub and mid are separate lanes. Anything that moves belongs in the mid. The sub is the anchor. Step 2. Build the sub. Stable and boring on purpose. This is where people mess up, because they try to make the sub exciting. You don't need exciting down there. You need consistent. On bass sub, load operator. Oscillator A. Sine wave. Keep voices at 1. No unison. No make it wide. No chorus. Nothing that creates left-right differences. Set the level so you're not slamming the channel. A good starting point is around minus 12 dB on the oscillator level, and we'll gain stage properly in a second. Now shape the amp envelope. Attack, basically zero, but if you hear clicks, give it a tiny 2 to 5 milliseconds. Decay depends on your note length, but think in the few hundred millisecond range if you're doing stabs. Sustain. If you want plucks, pull sustain down. If you want held notes, keep it up. Release is super important for wobble free. Start around 80 to 140 milliseconds for short notes at 174 BPM. Teacher note here, if your release is longer than the space between kick hits, your sub will smear into the next hit and it can feel like wobble even if it's a perfect sign. So don't just set release by vibe, set it by rhythm. After operator, add utility. Set width to 0%, hard mono, always. This is the sub insurance policy. Then add spectrum at the end, just so you can see what's going on. Increase the block size, like 4096, so the low frequency readout is stable. What you want to see is a clean fundamental peak, not a messy forest of low-end jump. Optional, but useful. Add a saturator very lightly. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive maybe 1 to 3 dB, and then match the output so it's not louder. The reason to do this is not make it louder, is to add a tiny bit of harmonic information so the sub translates better. But if your kick is already subby, go easy. You can easily blur the punch. Even more control than saturator, if you want sub audibility on smaller speakers. In operator, quietly blend in OSC B as a sine 1 octave up, but very low level, like minus 24 to minus 36 dB. That gives presence without fuzzing the true low end. Before we move on, pick your sub note range. Common DNB fundamentals, F around 43.6 Hz, G around 49 Hz, G sharp around 51.9, around 55. Choose based on the key and what your kick is doing. Step 3. Build the mid layer. This is where the movement lives. On bass mid, we'll use Waveatable for a modern DNB mid. Choose a rich Waveatable. Basic shapes can work if you push it, or choose something gnarlier if you want more edge. Set unison modest, like 2 to 4 voices. Don't go crazy, because unison is a common source of phase smear, and it can make the low mids feel unstable. Now the most important rule for a wobble-free system, the mid does not get to generate sub-frequencies. So first device in the MID chain, EQ8. High-pass it around your chosen crossover zone. And here's a coach upgrade. Pick the crossover on purpose. Don't just guess around 100. Common handoff zones are 80 HC, 90 HC, or 110 HC. Pick one. Let's say 90 HC as a starting point. On the mid-EQ, high pass at 90 HC with a steep slope, 24 dB per octave or even 48 if you need it. Now, on the SUB track, you can optionally do the matching move, add EQ8 and apply a gentle low pass around that same handoff like 90 HC with a 12 dB slope. This is optional, but it reduces overlap. Less overlap means less moving low end when your mid changes. That's one of the big secrets. Back to the MID chain. After the high pass, add auto filter. Low pass 24 mode. Set the cutoff somewhere like 200 to 800 HC to start, and keep resonance under control. A little resonance is great for bite. Too much and it whistles. Now add movement. If you have Ableton's LFO device, map it to the auto filter cutoff. Use sync. Great ideas. 1/8 for classic roller bounce, 1/16 for faster, more neuro motion. You can also offset the LFO so it grooves with your drum pattern. Important mindset, keep it musical. We're not randomizing the low end. We're animating the texture above the crossover, while the sub stays calm. Next, add character. Saturator or overdrive works great. Drive on saturator could be 3 to 8 dB depending on taste. Or use overdrive with the frequency focused around 500 Hz to 2K Hz so it talks, then blend the tone to fit. If the distortion makes the MID spiky and unpredictable, catch that with light compression or even a limiter shaving 1 to 2 dB. That's not cheating. That's making it mix ready. At the end of the MID chain, add utility for stereo control. You can keep width around 80 to 120% if you want it wide, but the real safety comes from the high pass you already did. Then do the mono check on the master. If the bass disappears or thins out dramatically in mono, it's usually too much unison, too much stereo processing, or low frequency bleed in the MID. A more advanced clean width trick, put EQ8 on the MID in M/S mode after distortion. On the side channel, high pass around 150 to 250 Hz with a steep slope that keeps the power band centered, while the width lives safely above it. Step 4. The bass bus. This is glue, not a trash compactor. On the bass bus, you can start with an EQ8 for tiny fixes only. Avoid trying to solve a messy low end on the bus. Fix it in the layers. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Soft clip-on is a nice safety. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're getting 6 dB, you're not gluing, you're squashing. Then a limiter as safety, not loudness. Ceiling around minus 0.3 dB, and it should only catch rare spikes. And throw spectrum on the bus too. It helps you see if your crossover is clean. You're looking for a smooth handoff, not a big pileup, where both layers are fighting in the same band. Step 5. Sidechain the bass to the kick. This is where the groove locks. On the bass bus, add a compressor for sidechain. Turn sidechain on. Choose the kick track as the input. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack fast, like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and this depends on your kick pattern and the vibe. Dial threshold until you get around 2 to 5 dB of ducking on kick hits. Teacher note, if the release is too slow, the bass will breathe in a weird way, like it's lagging behind the drums. If the release is too fast, it can chatter and feel nervous. Adjust it while listening to the groove, not while staring at the meter. Pro workflow, instead of sidechaining from the actual kick sample, create a track called a C-trig with a short click or a ghost sample. Use that as your sidechain source. Now you can change kicks without your sidechain behavior changing. Step 6. Write the bass line in a way that matches this system. The sub plays simpler. The mid can be busier. Start with a one-bar loop for the sub, mostly root notes, maybe an occasional fifth or octave for a pickup. Keep the notes clean and avoid overlaps unless you intentionally want glide behavior. A classic roller feel often has notes that hit around beat 1, the end of 2, beat 3, and the end of 4. You can adjust to your drum swing, but the concept is offbeat pushes that keep it rolling. Then copy that MIDI to the mid. Now you can add extra syncopation in the mid, shorter notes, call and response hits, little fills, and automate only the mid layer, filter cutoff over 8 or 16 bars, distortion drive into the drop, and maybe a 1 bar LFO rate change for a fill, like switching from 1/8 to 1/16 just for bar 16. The key is this: the sub does not change when the mid does. That's the whole wobble-free promise. Step 7. Phase and tuning checks. This is the final quality control. First, sub stays mono, width 0, always. Second, no modulation on sub pitch, no vibrato, no chorus, no unison. If you want movement, do it by changing notes intentionally, not by wobbling the oscillator. Third, if the sub feels inconsistent, due to quick diagnostics. 1. Bypass all processing on the bass bus, like glue and limiter. If the problem disappears, it's downstream. 2. Solo only the kick and the sub and loop 1 bar. If that's stable, your MID is the culprit, usually because it's leaking low frequencies or doing stereo stuff that collapses in mono. Also, check tuning. If the kick has a strong tone around the same frequency as your sub fundamental, they can fight. You don't always need to tune the kick perfectly, but you do need to choose a kick that makes sense with your sub note, or choose a sub note that makes sense with your kick. Now, some common mistakes to avoid, because these are the ones that waste hours. Letting the mid generate sub content because you didn't high pass it enough. Using stereo or unison on the sub and then wondering why the low end disappears in mono. Oversaturating the sub until the harmonics mask the kick and smear the weight. Sidechain release that's too slow so the bass feels like it's gasping. And overlapping sub MIDI notes, which can cause clicks and weird envelope jumps. If you want to take this further, here are two intermediate plus upgrades. Upgrade 1. Split your MID into two tracks, a low mid layer, maybe 90 to 300 Hz, kept fairly steady and mostly mono, and a high mid layer above 300 Hz where you can go absolutely feral with LFO shapes, phasers, widening, and resampling. That way, the movement reads as aggressive, but the weight zone stays consistent. Upgrade 2. Resample the mid. Create an audio track called MID Resample. Set audio from to bass MID. Post effects. Record 8 or 16 bars of movement. Then chop it like jungle. Reverses, gates, little edits. The sub remains MIDI stable underneath, so the mix stays grounded. Alright, quick practice assignment to lock this in. This audio version is shortened for playback.